So yeah, she's got really sensitive G-spot because apparently I don't believe her. I don't believe even Mr. C, any of her past boyfriends and ex-husbands, they haven't really reached and hit her G-spot really
right.
in their dicks.
Right.
They haven't. They were more focused on themselves really, as opposed to focusing on her, which that's my focus.
Right. Yeah, true. But at the convention, make sure to have a lot of fun. Make sure to have push her with have a lot of fun with her, right? Because
obviously.
Yeah, because now you're doing this for your mom. Yeah, make sure I'll be there. I'll be there watching you guys, making sure that nobody is trying to. Sorry, my throat. Nobody's trying to hurt you, do anything. I'll take photos of you two. So the dance will be awesome. We can take turns. I'd like to dance with her too, and then you guys can take the slow dance or whatever. And
and all the other scientists
get yeah.
thinking for the convention
right.
as well.
But how are you feeling, Christine? Then, how are you feeling? Because I know there's a lot of societal pressure on you about this thing with Barbara. There's a lot of societal pressure, and a lot of people, consciously who would judge, and there's a lot of eyes on you. It must be very stressful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm so sorry about all that stuff, yeah.
Well, still have Max, Chan, and Griselda to dance with.
You always have them. Okay.
The incest fanfics have come true and shit.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. I didn't even know there was incest fanfics. Were there about you and Barbara? I can't believe that. I didn't even think that. I knew that you guys had a good relationship. But I always thought, because I'm not huge on Christery and, whatever. I just thought that the whole Sonnetry franchise was very interesting, and that's how I got into you when I was younger, right? But I didn't have any idea that Barbara was, that Barbara and you had that sort of relationship. I never got any of those vibes. But how did you approach her?
Approached her with care and caution.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time approach, so I just gave her comfort and talked with her, and we just branched out slow and steady, and then I encouraged her positively, let her make the first move. She wanted to do it, and
she did? Really? She made the first move?
Yeah.
Oh really? Wow, Barbara. How did she do it, if you don't mind me asking? What was the first move?
I don't remember that was her first move, but my approach was, I forgot exactly what terminology and approach I used, but I approached with care and caution.
That's good.
And I was direct and upfront with her for the most part.
That's good. And how did she respond when you approached her? What'd she say?
I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was I think she was partially confused at one point, but then she came around, obviously, with the more approaching than I was doing with her along the way.
Right. So she got into it. How was the first kiss? You kissed her? How did that feel? Having known this woman for your whole life, how did that feel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was simple. Lip kiss contact, but yeah, it was actually good and it felt right.
When did you start having feelings for Barbara?
Obviously, for a long time. I mean, I remember even mentioning some time ago in one of my videos that I even had dreams where I had sex with her, obviously.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that's right. The Oedipus
contact. Oh, Oedipus, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. How, if you don't mind me asking, I know that's probably personal, you have to answer, but how is the sex?
I'd say it was satisfactory. It took a while.
It took a few tries, yeah. She's older.
And plus, also, she's very understanding about the whole thing as well. I was direct with her, still direct and honest with her. And I made sure that obviously, I'm never going to propose marriage to her at all because we're already daughter.
Yeah, mother and daughter. You know, they say there's no stronger bond than a mother and her daughter. Sorry?
We've been doing it every third night, and the first night being on June 27th.
Oh, you have a routine? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, at least you have a stable relationship. Because you know it's not going to end. Like, if anything happened, you'd still be mother and daughter. It's not going to, like, be explosive breakup, right? At least that's comforting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you said since June...
It took us a few nights.
Right.
It took us a few nights to figure out what felt right and what didn't feel right. And
does your mother enjoy it?
She's having a good time, literally.
She is? She's having a good time?
Especially what we figured out.
That's good to hear. Do you guys act more like mother and daughter, or do you guys act more like, you know, lovers? When, like, say you come home from, you know, the supermarket and you see Barbara, would you say, hey, sweetheart, or do you say, hi, mom?
Yeah, I haven't called her mom in quite some time now.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I'm more of a calling her love at this point.
But you recently started dating Fiona, isn't that, that's true, right? In an open relationship?
Yeah, it's between Barbara and I, it is an open relationship, and I made that very clear with her.
Right. Yes. Is Barbara dating anybody else?
Well,
no. But she's fine with you dating other people, right?
Yeah, she's okay.
Do you guys go on any dates or anything romantic like that?
Well, not anything extravagant, but we do, as often as possible, eat at the dinner table together.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to eat much lately because I've had to switch to a soup diet because after getting the crown,
uh-huh. Oh, did you?
Yeah, all these things.
Right.
And plus, we still trying to remember her and her child. And we
right. That's true, yeah.
As well. But I'm encouraging her towards the positives. And
right.
Being like
yeah, knowing you, Christine, I think that because you, I understand that she's mature, you know, and she's mature and she's wise. She's wise in her ways. You know, she has experience and she loves you, and you two have a great relationship. But wouldn't you want somebody who's younger, right, and you keep up more with your energy? Yeah. A lot of time with your mom, like, whatever you have left with her, that makes sense, because, you know, you don't know how long she has left, so you just want to, you just don't want her to be lonely or anything, right?
Yeah, obviously, but, mm-hmm. You know, I still would want somebody who was younger, or close to my age, obviously. I don't know, maybe,
You don't want anyone who's younger?
Not too many others at this time, but I mean, obviously, with my affirmations, I'm attracting my twin flame, and we proceed towards it more slowly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm turning the volume for my. I have a really bad ear because I got sick. Like, you can hear my voice. It's hard to hear anything at all, but I could hear you now. Go ahead.
Alright. So anyway, with the events and everything, and I was feeling like I really needed a sexual release.
Mm-hmm.
And not too many individuals from this side of the archer were coming up to the plate right
there. Right.
So, and then everything was coming into good alignment, and
right.
It was in good, the signs were all there, and even Emmanuel, you know, God, just said it was okay, and it matched.
God said this is okay? Yeah, then you don't have anything to worry about if God himself said this is fine.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I gave it lots of time for myself. I was like, okay, so I'll take a dive for it, so.
But how did this happen? How did this come about?
Well, among which just mainly I was really, really horny, and I need the true and honest relationship to come about, so. Obviously, this was one of the best ways to do it, despite it being with the... I don't want to believe in labels at all, but right. I mean, obviously...